Roo, I've got a question for you. What's a gold medal worth? Now, I've asked Alice and Tom to come in because they're a lot younger than us, and I want to get varying views on this from different people. But we all sit in our lounge rooms at the moment, and we do it every 4 years, and we cheer like bugger, and we love Aussies winning gold medals. So Ariane Titmus, and name any of them, Jess Fox. Now, I'm led to believe, in fact, I've got it in front of me, sorry, our Aussie athletes get $20,000 for winning a gold medal. I presume from the government. I don't know where else it comes from, but I would presume, you know, from the Sports Commission or something. $11,000 for a silver, $7,000 for a bronze. If you are from Singapore, you get $1 million for winning a gold medal. You get $370,000 for a silver, $184,000 for a bronze. We heard a story earlier this week that the weightlifter from the Philippines, their first gold medal, I think, in 92 years, or something like that, $600,000 and two houses. Was that right?
Yeah, $660,000 and two houses, yeah.
It makes me think, though, if you're from Singapore, you can probably say, we'll give you $10 million because no one's going to win a gold medal.
Yeah.
So that's why they can go that high. But seriously, what is a gold medal worth when you look at the effort they put in, the fact that we want them to win, we're disappointed when they don't win, and they devote their whole life to being an Olympian? Do you say, well, bad luck, you chose that? Or do we say, no, we should be giving them 500 grand for a gold medal? What do you think
it's
about it,
It's a tough question, isn't it? Because like, you got the 100-metre sprint in the in the athletics, or you've got the skateboarder. And
yes.
I don't put them on a level playing field, to
Good
be
point.
Quite honest. So I don't think you can just say $1 million.
Across the board.
Could you have it tiered for different events? Then you'd get all the speculation and you'd be done for being, discriminating against different sports.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you can. I don't think you can have $1 million for a skateboarder and $1 million for, say, if Cole won yesterday in the Premier swimming event.
Why is that, though? Do you think that they do less training? Or you just think the sport's not as good?
A heap less training, yeah. And no one really cares if you're a skateboarder compared to a swimmer. Like the amount of eyeballs on the 100-metre event compared to the eyeballs on... I think it's all about eyeballs. That's the way footballers are paid. That's the way I think tennis players should be paid. That's the way why netballers aren't paid, unfortunately. That's just reality. How many
viewing
people
audience.
Are interested in the sport is dictated to how much you get paid.
But
in
then,
anything
but
you
then
do.
Again, I agree with what you're saying there, Roo. But a Jess Fox to me yesterday was outstanding. I think she should be paid, but no one watches slalom canoeing either.
But
do
did
they?
Anyone? And no, this is no disrespect to Jess Fox at all. I didn't even know her name. 2 weeks ago.
Fair point.
Did all you know her name, Tom?
No, I didn't.
Did you, Alice?
Yeah, I did.
No. All right, Alice, what's your take on this? What should we pay a gold medalist?
I think they actually should be paid more than that. I think it is such a huge sacrifice of their lives. It's not just at the moment they're training really hard and that's their job. But I was speaking to Jared, who works here, and he used to be an amazing gymnast. Mm. And he said he had to make the call when he was going into high school whether he pursued it or whether he didn't. And if he did pursue it, he would have had to go to a different school. He would have probably lost all his friends. He would have trained twice a day. And it would have completely affected his life.
And consumed his life.
Every aspect.
Yep.
It's not just, oh, he's at the Olympics right now, so he's working hard. And I think they have such a short period of time for most of these sports where they can earn a lot of money because it's based on your body. And so in 5 years, they're not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like they've sacrificed their whole lives for such a short period of time. And also, you've got to add into it, they now come back and they can't go to a cafe without people taking their photo, which just kind of adds to it. And you think of the bonuses that football clubs do if you win a BNF, for example, a lot of local footy clubs give you a bonus. It should be the same for Olympics.
All right, well done. Tom, what do you think?
I think the key difference with like footy and like the Olympics is if it's the government's paying for it.
Mm.
Because like the footy, you can't really, like the AFL, they earn that money through, you know,
television
rights. It's not the taxpayers' money, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But when you talk about eyeballs, the Olympics, the whole nation was watching them.
Yeah.
Which is even more than with AFL. Obviously, it's only 1 through 4 years. So I think it determines how much does that really value that as a country? We really
celebrate. So is 20 grand enough or is that just some token little gesture?
It is token. It's really a token, isn't it?
Mm.
But it's an interesting point that Tom makes there because you've got the footballers go on eyeballs, all right? We said that.
Mm.
And we've got eyeballs on the Olympics, but there's no athletics association. Like, we've got the Players Association and the AFL, you know, butting heads about 23%, 21%, which equals billions of dollars. Who's going out to bat for the skateboarders and the canoers.
Well,
the
when
swimmers.
You represent us at the Olympics, the Australian Sports Commission and the Australian Olympic Committee oversee all of that. But that money actually does come from the government; it's taxpayer money.
Yeah, but I know then that might be funding the sports and funding the Institute of Sport and all that sort of stuff. But some of that should be going back to the athletes because that's what happens in other cricketers, footballers. That's where they get their money from. Mm. So.
And think of a list of all the stuff the government spends money on that just goes under the table you don't even hear about, which is so stupid compared to what the Olympics is doing for our country at the moment. I think it's a pretty big thing.
I guess the difference is like it's deciding whether to spend that money on like a hospital or roads or anything. But with footballers, it's not really they get paid or the hospital, you know, more money for the hospital.
So others are missing out. Put. No, some good points of view there.
God, your producer is smart.
Just quickly, so Singapore's about $1 million, Brazil $50,000, Japan $45,000. The US, I'm surprised at this, theirs is $37,500. I thought that'd be bigger because they love their sports people. Kazakhstan, $250,000, Malaysia, $235,000, and on it goes. We pay $20,000. What do you think about this?
Go to Para Hills. What do you think, Lee?
Well, you guys are both top of your field in your selected sport. And you guys train as hard as each other. So what's that a skateboarder isn't training as hard as a canoeer? It means like you both put in hundreds of hours of training each week. You know? So why should they get paid any less? Skateboarding's a new sport to the Olympics. That's why it's not as watched.
Oh, and skate, you know what I mean? Don't worry, my lads in the skateboard, skateboarders skateboard. All day, every day, they actually do train.
Yeah, they put a lot
non-stop.
Of time in.
So I was trying to use an example of a little-known sport, or even breakdancing or something like that. But they train. Mm. But how many people like watching them, I guess, compared to some of the bigger events. But you're right, Lee, absolutely right. 1-3-3-5-3, give us a call. Should the athletes be paid more for winning medals at the Olympics?
Just going off on a tangent, Roo, we've discussed this before about, female AFL players don't get the same as male AFL players and so on. And you mentioned it before, it's bums on seats and it's eyeballs. So if TV ratings go through the roof, then AFL players command money. And it's not about females, because I've given you the example. If Adele sells out Adelaide Oval and 60,000 people go and see her, which they did, then she should get paid for that.
But I still think there should be, a decent minimum amount as well, though, even if the eyeballs aren't there.
Mm.
Go to Haybury. G'day, Glenn. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, obviously, good morning all, and have a happy Friday. It's a little bit tight. I'd say I would have expected it to be at least about $100,000. My opinion would be, obviously, it's not the only money that they're going to receive. So, obviously, Titmus is getting money from Harvey Norman. So, there's obviously a lot of opportunity and sponsorship. And not to mention, like, keynote speakers after that, speaking about winning gold.
Yep.
I've been to many of Kerry Potthast's, keynote speaks. So, there's plenty of opportunity for money in and around just being there at the game.
There's not a lot for a lot of them, though. Like we're talking
there's a select few.
We're probably talking 1%.
Yeah, I think so.
Like when, even Cole...
Yeah, but you were mentioning the skateboarders, there is some really high-sponsored skateboarders around.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess
so we're talking about gold medalists. What should we pay them? Because we give them $20,000 here in Australia. Like, I'll pluck a name, Roo. Simon Fairweather. Do you remember him?
It was an archer.
That's right. Won a gold medal. How much money do you reckon he's made? I would hazard a guess he's made nothing compared to Ariane Titmus, who I think will make a lot of money. And as Glenn just said, she's got her Harvey Norman ads that we're seeing. So it's not across the board.
She wouldn't be getting much for that, unfortunately. She might get a lot more now. But let's go to...
What should we pay our gold medalists?
Let's go to Bree. Where are you from, Bree?
Plimpton Park.
Where's that?
Next to Plimpton.
Yeah, Plimpton Park.
Plimpton, not. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm reading the screen. I thought you said Flinton Park. I hadn't heard of that one before.
Look, I just made it up.
Just near Plimpton East and Plimpton North and Plimpton South.
Close to Plimpton, believe it or not.
Yeah, there it is. Righto, Bree, what would you like to say?
Well, I mean, 20K isn't really enough, in my opinion. I was a swimmer growing up, so it's 2 hours before school, it's 2 hours after school. Yeah. And before you make it to those levels, you've got to reach into your own pocket.
Yep.
Our parents, they put a pool in our backyard because we grew up in the country, so we could train in the mornings. The amount of money they put in, and look, we didn't make it, obviously.
But, don't give up yet, Bree.
You know, it's something where it's just something where 20K isn't really enough. Nah. They pay people in Singapore $1 million because they don't get as many medals.
That's
so I'm
right.
not saying that they should get $1 million, it would go broke as a country.
Yeah.
But, you know, something you know, reasonable compared to what the US is doing, you know, that 50K mark is pretty good for a goal.
Where did you grow up, Brie?
Horsham, Victoria, don't hold it against me.
Nah, good little town. Thanks for calling us. Let's go to Narracourt. Daryl, should we be paying our medalists more?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Daryl.
That's the go, guys. I'm the opposite to a athlete. I drive a truck and sit on my back, so I know it's just eating muffins.
You're an armchair critic.
Yes. I don't know what you'd call me, but I just think that you have a look at, say, an Ash Barty. I know she got knocked out by a player that absolutely no one knew.
Yep.
But she gets paid millions.
Yeah, I don't think she needs the money.
Yeah, so, and then you have a look at a swimmer who probably hasn't got the lifespan of a tennis player. You have a look at Rafael Nadal and Federer. They play, and Serena Williams, they play nearly into their 40s, and they're just loaded. It's not like they need.
Their sports, they can make plenty of money, but swimming, there's no money outside of the Olympics, is there, for the tournaments?
Yeah, and the hard knocks, I think, they take, and then they get to shine once, every 4 years?
Every 4 years, yep.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Good on you, Daryl. Thanks for that. That's our second call from Narracourt this morning.
Yes,
we're big in Narracourt.
We're big in Narracourt. They're probably on the listener app. Let's go to Achunga. G'day, Dave. What's your thoughts on paying for medals?
G'day, guys. I think it's a tough one to put a price on. And then I think you have the argument, is Ariana's gold worth more than Fox's gold because of the prestige of the sport?
Yeah.
But, I mean, what would they go for if they were auctioned off kind of thing? Maybe that's the price point.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, 20K, I mean, that's probably just a big weekend when they get back for some of these athletes.
I think you're right, Dave.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
They look pretty chunky. Maybe they can melt them down and sell them to Shields for a bit of extra coin.
There you're talking, Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
Good stuff. All right. Well, very different, big difference.
I actually don't know what's right and what's wrong.
No, I don't know.
Can I tell you, just quickly, so we know a girl who played hockey for Australia. Now, imagine you join the Institute of Sport when you're about 17, goes all the way through, retired, didn't go to these Olympics, she retired because she's turned 30 and she's got nothing. She said, I've just given my whole life so far to the sport, loved it, got to go to the Olympics. But then there'll be people listening saying, but she chose to do that. And I understand that too. But there's a girl who, as I said, we love it when they win. We want to cheer them on in our lounge room. We want them to win gold. But then at the end of it, they'll all turn 30 and they won't have anything in the bank account.
But she hasn't got anything in the bank account, but she's got a lot outside of that. If you measure it in money, she hasn't got a lot. But the experience, the
But she's
leadership.
Behind the eight ball about buying a house and, you know, doing all those things that other people do. So I can really, really see both sides of it, you know.
Yep.